I'm WUWM's Olivia Richardson. Even though many businesses are reopening and activities are resuming, the presence of the coronavirus can cause a sense of loss and safety and stability. That's according to Dr. Emily Mazzulla. She works at Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee. Its mission is to drive community-based collaboration to address trauma.
I think we have not seen the end of the traumatic impact. I think it's just beginning.
Mazzulla says among people in certain categories, the pandemic can be a new stressor or exacerbate existing stressors. For instance, she mentions people facing food or housing insecurity and those working on the front lines.
They may fear for their safety day in and day out, and that might last for the duration of the pandemic, not simply during the stay-at-home orders.
Most businesses and activities have been given the green light, and many are putting safety measures in place. Some communities, like Milwaukee, still have closures.
Just because we have opened our state doesn't mean that it changes the risk for an elderly person going to the grocery store or going back to work or kids going back to school if they have a pre-existing medical condition or they might bring the virus home to a parent who might be more vulnerable. So it's still concerning.
Mazzulla says there are multiple ways the pandemic can cause trauma on an individual level and as a collective traumatic event. She says research shows prolonged trauma exposure can have psychological and physical consequences, including post-traumatic stress symptoms and cardiovascular disease. Mazzulla says as people come out of trauma, they may change how they view the world and their place in it.
There's a concept in the field of traumatic stress or trauma that survivors of traumatic events often describe a search for meaning in the period, following those traumatic events. Things like changed relationships, seeing new possibilities, identifying as being stronger because of the experience, but also recognizing vulnerabilities, greater appreciation for life.
In the meantime, to mitigate stress, Mazzulla suggests people look for ways to establish a sense of safety and stability, including through things like prayer, meditation, or developing a routine for life during the pandemic. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.